98.1 KZE. It's MK with you, and in the studio with me, Mr. Tommy Stinson. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in person. This is great.
Absolutely. I'm on my way to a gig.
Yes, you are.
You're on the route.
With the Jayhawks tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played with them before?
You know, I don't think I have. You know those guys and stuff from the same town and all that, but I don't think I played with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. First time for everything.
Yeah, like I haven't even seen, like I think the last one I saw in person was the singer, Gary Louris. I saw him somewhere, I haven't seen Mark Olson in, since the 1900s.
Have you seen him yet today, or you haven't been over there yet?
I haven't been over there yet. We're going to rehearse, sound check, that kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exciting.
And yeah.
Have you been to the new Bearsville since they renovated?
I haven't. So is that Bearsville Theater now? Was it the old barn that they...
Yes, the big barn building and then Utopia Soundstage next door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. I mean, they fully overhauled everything. I don't know if you've been down there, in the last 30 years, but it smelled like mildew in a real bad way, and it does not anymore.
Wow. So when did they redo it?
Like last year?
Last year? Okay.
No, a few years. I'm guilty of that thing where 2020 to now just feels like 1 year. So yeah. It was sometime in between 2020 and now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me that I was at the place that has, a different place that has the Chinese restaurant in it or whatever. It might not have been the Bearsville Theater, but it was part of the radio station.
Oh, yeah. That's Bearsville.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Bearsville complex. Yeah. I know, there's a million listeners out there screaming at me. They all know what it is.
Yeah.
So that's tonight. And then Cowboys in the Campfire coming to the Park Theater in Hudson for a Halloween show.
Yeah.
So
the whole idea was to do a Halloween show in Hudson. Hudson, when I moved there like 13 years ago, whatever, and Halloween's were kind of been a big thing. Mm-hmm. And me and my kids have always gotten into it and stuff. So we thought we had... we're going to be in costume anyway for Halloween. We might as well play a show and see if we can't do a contest. So we're doing a costume contest.
Okay.
And it should be fun and funny. And there's prizes to win.
What kind of prizes?
They're putting those together, but there are meals. There are gift certificates. There are shirts, swag, different things.
All right.
And it's really, the idea was just to kind of get the community together to don their costumes and support Halloween.
Hudson does, it seems like a good Halloween town because it's walkable, Any town that has a walkable main drag, you can count on for a good Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids love it. There's one particular part of Hudson where the whole neighborhood kind of dresses it up in a Halloween kind of way, the square. That's always really a lot of fun.
Yeah. You got a costume planned?
I have a few different costumes, but I've worn them all. And Chip got me a kilt the other day because he saw one for sale. He bought a kilt, and I was like, well, I could find a way to dress up a kilt, I suppose.
Be the Highlander?
Hey! Wow, thank you.
Can be only one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Top of the dome.
I've never seen the Highlander.
That's going to be... Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my God, you have to. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I know, and it's got like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is Spanish.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. It's a movie about Scotsmen, and right. Sean Connery plays a Spanish guy.
Wow.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's great, but that'd be a killer costume. Dust Bowl Fairies playing with you at the show, right?
Yeah.
Love those guys.
I do too. They've grown and turned into a whole different thing over the years that's really been fun to watch. Like, I remember when they started, in Helsinki and stuff like that, we'd all kind of cross paths over there and do open mic nights and stuff.
And Ryder had the goat.
Yeah.
I
always had her, what's the name?
It had a name.
It does have a name. I'll think about it by the time I get to the gig tonight.
Yeah.
they're a lot of fun, and it'll be cool to see them in the full thing.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a good Halloween band, I feel like. They got like a spooky aura.
They do. They do have kind of a kooky aura. Or did you say spooky? I can't
tell. I said spooky, but...
Spooky, kooky?
Yeah.
Yeah, another fun.
Yeah.
What is her goat's name?
I know. I used to know it too.
A million years ago. I'll think about it. I'll have to call you back later.
Yeah. But Cowboys in the Campfire, we've been digging the album here at KZE. How have you been enjoying the project?
It's been a lot of fun. Chip Roberts and I have been writing together for 13 years, 14 years now or something like that. And we wrote some of the stuff that ended up on the Bash and Pop record I did, and some of the stuff even that ended up on my last solo record, One Man Mutiny. We've been doing this for a while, and now it's, you know, we've finally put out a record last year. We're working on another one right now that'll probably come out in the new year, right at the top. But yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. We're bros, you know. We hang out with, and we got Chops in the mix now, you know, the local upright bass player guy, rockabilly guy, and stuff like that. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's cool to have you guys so close and just, you know, playing a Halloween show at the Park Theater.
Yeah, and I love that place. You know, you know, they've done a good job with that. Shannon's has a really great idea for what to do with the bigger part of that venue in the back, when it turns into a theater, and they're going to do some off-Broadway stuff.
Oh, cool.
But he's got you know, hopefully the town will catch up to it a little bit.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cowboys in the Campfire playing next Thursday on Halloween. I'm grateful to you guys for doing something on Halloween Day, because so many bands, you know, do the weekend, Halloween weekend, and leave the actual day, if it's a weekday, kind of hanging out to dry. So thank you for, you know, honoring Halloween on the day.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, it'll be Cowboys in the Campfire and Dust Bowl Fairies with Hazel.
Hazel's the goat.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Carla done pulled that one out of her wallet for us.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I also, before I let you get to sound check, you're playing the Underground Garage Cruise next year. Is that right?
Yeah.
With Bash and Pop?
Got to put the band back together for that one. He really liked that Bash and Pop record I did, and the first Bash and Pop record I did. So we got the call. You want to come play the cruise? And mind you, I've never been on a cruise boat before.
Okay, so not even just never played one, but never been on
been on one. My sister and my mom don't really talk highly about the cruises, but I'm a little worried about it, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. I know a lot of the people that are going to be there as far as the band and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Enough people to catch me if I fall.
Well, you have to come back afterwards and tell us how it went.
I will come back and tell you all about it.
Tommy Stinson in the studio with me tonight, opening for the Jayhawks at Bearsville Theater, and next Thursday, Halloween, the Halloween Bash at the Park Theater in Hudson with the Dust Bowl Fairies costume contest. Come in costume.
In costume, please. We are really pushing for it because, you know, it's important. And we've got a lot of kids in the neighborhood now that have come up from other places. So we'd like to see everyone get in costume and really get festive.
Get in the spirit.
Yeah.
We got Cowboys in the Campfire for you right now. Dream on 98.1 KZE.